This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Okay, here's how the romantic version of a startup goes. College student falls in love with an idea and launches a startup with a couple college buddies. Before long, they drop out of school to concentrate full-time on becoming billionaires. But what happens instead? Well, they burn through all their money, they max out their credit cards, and the business goes under. And then there's all kinds of talk about how failure can be a great learning experience. But as Sally Herships reports, there's a new twist on starting up a company, and this one comes with a different sort of education.
Venture accelerators. I'm going to use this term a lot, so before we get started, know that I'm talking about places that help entrepreneurs get their businesses off the ground. They provide office space and services like mentoring. Today, I'm in Soho, visiting an accelerator. Everyone's sitting at white desks, typing away on their laptops, because tonight is the year-end presentation, and investors will be there. What project are you working on?
My company is called Sold Through, and we do dynamic pricing and analytics for e-commerce retailers.
I'm talking to Mike York. This is actually his second startup.
And I should say that we're whispering because you're surrounded by other companies, right? Should we go out in the hall for a minute? Is that okay? And so how old were you when you started your other company?
I was 25.
So. When you know all.
Exactly. You realize that, it's funny, you really think you know everything.
But you don't. York's company failed. This time, he's working on his business with a lot of support. The accelerator he's in is part of a new program at Columbia Business School. It's free for recent MBA grads, and admission is competitive. The school covers the cost for the space, this year for 22 companies selling everything from hot sauce to vintage eyeglasses. And the whole thing is run by students. So what's changed? Didn't it used to be sexy, cool to drop out when you start a startup?
I would actually not use the word drop out. I would use took an extended leave of absence.
Mark Meyer is director of the Center for Entrepreneurship at Northeastern University in Boston. The school gives out $250,000 a year in grants through its own new student-run venture accelerator. Meyer could have used that kind of help when he was a student at MIT in the 80s.
So very much, because you can be a brilliant technologist and be absolutely dumb about business.
Meyer's startup was a success, but many students and new entrepreneurs make the mistake of thinking they need just one thing to launch. Andrew Corbett is faculty director for Babson College's Venture Accelerator.
Yeah, the students at the beginning think it's money because they think they need money more than anything else, and they may need money.
But Corbett says they also need access to a network, and that's what these school-run accelerators can provide. Accounting majors can give pointers on balancing the books, and those tech geniuses can ask for help with market research. Of course, what everyone wants is investors and new customers. School can be good for those, too. Take tonight's event.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats.
Derek Lee is a Columbia alum, 2008. He runs a luxury real estate firm. He's also an advisor for Columbia student entrepreneurs and an angel investor.
I know what it's like from the other side to try to raise money and try to start companies. So if I can be a good mentor, hopefully the world's a better place.
What kinds of level of investment will you be making, you think?
The largest investment, probably $250,000.
$250,000.
Each school has its own approach to sharing profits from the startups, but the seed money almost always goes to the students. Babson's Andrew Corbett says it's good business for schools to offer these programs to their customers, parents, and students.
They recognize there's no or little security from working for a big corporation. They see entrepreneurial activity all around them, and they want it too.
And if you're wondering about the Mark Zuckerbergs and Sergey Brins of the world,
these people are off the charts, just super smart and super focused. And that's great. And what I would say is, hey, good for them.
Then there's the rest of us. So kids, if you want to earn kajillions of dollars, stay cool and start up your business in school. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.